systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, February 22nd, 2008, if you're keeping track. I'm half of the Jam Hole, Matt, and actually, Travis is not with us tonight. He, I'll let him explain to it when he comes back, assuming he does come back. So, we have a special treat for everyone tonight. We have Holly in the studio. Say hi, Holly.
Hello.
All right. Ooh, it's a lady. And she's a very sexy lady.
Indeed.
So, she's going to be co-hosting tonight since Travis is out dealing with dog shit, so to speak. Let's start things off. Obviously, if you're listening to this, you know what our website is, jamhole.omgcats.com. You can go there, subscribe to the feed and all that good stuff. If you have a MySpace, you can check us out, add us as your friend, leave us comments, you know, all that good shit at myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And feel free to email us any questions, comments, if you need advice, if you're given advice. I don't give a fuck. You know, just email us, say hi. Let us know what you think of the show. The email address is thejamhole@gmail.com. All right. So how was your day today, Holly?
Well, my day was pretty decent for the most part. I don't know. How was yours?
Funny you should ask. My day was spent working as usual. The good old 8-to-5 grind, trying to make that money. Put it aside, put it in the bank, spend it. Don't matter what happens to it as long as it's there. So let's get right into it since we're gonna just fucking get right into it. Our first story here is all about the new fad of anal bleaching. Now you're probably thinking to yourself, did he just say anal bleaching? Yes, I did. If you've ever looked at a butthole or your butthole or, you know, just buttholes in general, I'm sure Google could help you out with that if you do an image search for butthole. they're not exactly the cleanest things in the world. Brown, yellow, those are just a few colors that come to mind. What color is your butthole, Holly?
I'm not exactly sure, because I do not stare at it.
Well,
thank you very
take
much.
A look, shall we?
Of course, anytime.
All right. Ooh, looks like someone could use some anal bleaching. Nah, I'm just kidding. I would lick your butthole clean.
And I would let you.
All right. Looks like this show might get cut a little short. All right. Giggity goo.
Bazing.
So this article here, I couldn't imagine what this guy was thinking when his boss went to him and said, Tristan, we need you to do a story about anal bleaching. Man, if that would have happened to me, I would have looked at my boss and been like, what? Did you just say anal bleaching? I don't think so. But apparently Tristan is a much better reporter than me because he has a nice little two-page article all about bleaching. Bleaching. That's anus and bleaching. Bleaching. Or anus itching or whatever. Reminds me of the reach around. But apparently this is the latest craze in bodily beautification. Let's just get into it. This is in Los Angeles, and this is kind of an old story. Apparently, this came out July 5th, 2005, so I'm sure whatever's in here now, it's probably way, way more intense nowadays. From what I understand, anal bleaching started out as a thing gay people would do, because they're real picky about buttholes, because because, you know, to a queer, the butthole's like a vagina, and you know, you wouldn't want to put your dick in a poopy, nasty, stained vagina, would you? I mean, I know I wouldn't. Would you?
I wouldn't if I had a dick.
That's
sorry.
Right. I wouldn't with someone else's dick and you pushing, that's for damn sure.
Fucking A.
Make that bitch take a shower. I think DJ Funk said it best when he said, dirty ass bitches need soap and water.
Soap
and water. Stinking ass bitches, they need to wash up. So come over here. I like DJ Funk. Maybe we'll play a little DJ Funk at the end of the show for these people that might not know who he is. I believe the genre was called Booty House, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Just agree with me.
Yeah.
Okay. So this takes place in Los Angeles. Let's get into it. Anal bleaching, ladies and gentlemen. Is there any way of making my anus more pink or lighter in color? Mine is dark, and I hate it. Any suggestions? I received this question from a female reader of my anal advisor column in Taboo, and believe it or not, she's not the only one pining for a pinker pucker. Oh my god, talk about fucking what an alliteration, man. This guy is fucking, that's genius. Pining for a pinker pucker.
Pucker
wow.
It up,
pucker up, buttercup. Your butthole. Wow. I've gotten letters from dozens of people asking how to make their buttholes better looking. I mean, seriously, though, it's a butthole.
No,
what the
shit.
Fuck do you... How good would you look if all you did all day was push poo out? I mean, seriously. You would probably be all stained and just in a generally not in a good mood. I know I fucking wouldn't be. Let's see. Until recently, I couldn't give them much help because based on my research, no product or procedure existed to lighten that place, which spends a lot of time in the dark. Then this year, an episode of Dr. 90210 on E! Featured porn star Tabitha Stevens visiting a salon in the San Fernando Valley to get her asshole bleached. I was flooded with emails alerting me to this cosmetic procedure's television debut. One came from Crappers Quarterly. Wow, I can't believe they actually have a thing called Crappers Quarterly. Actually, yeah, I can. What am I talking about? Crappers Quarterly is a website dedicated to public toilet reviews around the world, whose anonymous reporter investigated the treatment and interviewed someone from the salon over the phone. I was curious to see for myself just what this, the equivalent of bright smile for bungholes, was all about. Oh my god, this guy is so fucking clever.
No shit.
So I made my own appointment for an anal bleaching at Pink Cheeks. That's some fucking hardcore on-location reporting, man. I don't know if I could... I would just write about it. I don't know if I could actually get it done. I like my butthole the way it is. But, what I was going to say earlier is if you're curious about the, how should I say it, shape or shade of your butthole, go find a mirror and stick your head between your legs, take your hands and grab each cheek and spread them apart, and voila, that's where your butthole's at, in case you didn't know. You should always know where your butthole's at. Pink Cheeks is a Sherman Oaks salon that specializes in all types of body waxing. In fact, it offers 7 different pussy waxing options. Ooh, this is making me kind of hot. You want to jack me off while I'm reading this?
Come on, let me see your pants.
All right. Man, now you made me lose my spot. Okay, Pine Creeks is a Sherman Oaks salon that specializes in all types of body waxing, from pussy wax, blah, blah, blah. Oh, from the Brazilian bikini wax to the Playboy bikini lying, labia, and butt crack wax with a thick or thin V of hair left on the top. Now, I don't know about you, but if I saw a girl or I was getting ready to bone a girl that had a thin layer of hair on the top of her butthole, I would rethink my options. Oh, let's see here. It is also the place that has pioneered the ass whitening procedure and was featured in the E! Segment. After waiting an hour, apparently there were a lot of parts to be deferred and or bleached that day. I was directed to a small room with a message with a massage table covered in a blanket and that sheet of thin paper that shields doctors' exam tables. A hand-painted pink wooden sign hanging on the wall read, "No whining." Fucking clever. A few minutes later, I was greeted by Pink Cheeks owner Cindy Esser Thorin, a cheery woman who floated into the room and peppered our discussion of backdoor beauty regimens with honey and sweetheart. "Ask me why the butthole is dark to begin with," she suggested. I obliged, and she proceeded to tell me about genetics, pigmentation, and when a zygote splits to form an embryo. "Okay, so you've done some homework on the subject," I thought to myself. Now, just keep in mind, this isn't me, you know, thinking to myself. This is, I'm just reading the story as Tristan Terrormino, what the fuck? We'll just call him Tristan. I'm just reading the story that Tristan wrote here. He's a little more interested in anal bleaching than I would ever want to be. But you know what? Out of all the different species on Earth, leave it to the fucking human being to concoct something as ridiculous as trying to whiten your butthole. I mean, we have got to be the most narcissistic group of people ever. I mean, who the fuck cares, man? It's a butthole. It's dark because you have butt cheeks that it lives in. No shit. It's dark. Fucking idiots. Go get your fucking buttholes bleached. Alright, so now we're gonna get into how this actually works, because I know you're all dying to know. I mean, fuck me, I'm dying to know. I'm actually gonna maybe bleach my anus. Just kidding. She told me that she would wax the anus first, then apply Pink Cheek's Amazing Anal Bleaching Cream, a product the salon developed, to the area. Of course, you know, the first thing I do is wax the anus. It's a good place to fucking start.
Oh, shit.
I scan the label. The active ingredient is hydroquinone. 4%, a substance used to lighten dark skin, commonly found in products used by African Americans, or niggers to those in the know, to even out skin tone. Sounds like something Michael Jackson did, but got, like, way out of control with.
No fucking.
Like, oh, I need to be whiter, Shimona. Oh, it needs to be lighter, Shimona. Hey, Shimona. Oh, hey, little boy. Shimona. Why don't you Shimona over here, little boy, and let me go. Hey. Okay, that's my Michael Jackson impression.
Oh, shit.
Pretty good, huh? That's right. Oh, blah, 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 the African-American, okay, we just tried it on some buttholes and realized, hey, it worked. Now, could you imagine being the guinea pig for this kind of treatment? They're like, all right, numbers 4, 5, and 6, enter through the door, take a left, and drop your drawers. We're going to need you to go ahead and spread your cheeks, and I will apply the cream. And, you know, I wonder how long it took them to, you know, finally get the formula right. Like, the first few people that tried it out, the guinea pigs, they, like, left, and later on that night, their assholes were just burning or itching and shit.
Jesus.
Oh, I couldn't
fucking
imagine.
Peeling and breaking out.
Oh, yeah, dude. I bet the first, like, 10 people that tried this shit, their buttholes were a fucking mess. A moist, dark poo mess of poo.
Negative
for lack of a better,
course.
Yeah, for lack of a better word. Could you imagine having an allergic reaction to this in your butthole?
Oh, fuck.
And especially if it traveled, like, deep into the inner depths of the anus.
Oh, Jesus.
You'd have to use, like, a butt scratcher. Butt scratcher. Family Guy reference for those of you at home playing along. All right. Blah, blah, blah. After the procedure, she explained, she would send me home with the jar of cream, a brush, and instructions. Use it each night until you achieve the desired lightness. You know, I could totally picture, like, some ginger kid, some just red-haired, freckled, just skin as white as snow, like, trying to get their butthole the same color as their skin is, and, like, just constantly applying it. And then they go to sleep at night, and they have to, like, cover up their butthole because it glows.
They're brushing their fucking assholes, dude. Yeah. It's like brushing your fucking teeth, but with a fucking... No, dude, that's wrong.
Well, that's pretty much what it is. I mean, we have bleach whitening strips for our teeth. Why not have one for our buttholes? Uh-huh. I mean, fuck. If I can't go to work knowing that my butthole is sparkling clean, then fuck it, man. Why am I even living?
Of course, that's what customers want, right? To see your asshole.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every place I go into, they're like, hey, are you the boy with the sparkling white butthole? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, yes, I am. And I drop my drawers and it's like, oh, sparkling white butthole. How may I help you? Set me home with blah, blah, blah. If you experience... Oh, here's the good stuff. Some side effects may include burning, tenderness, itchiness, discomfort, increased bowel movements, diarrhea, hives, coma, death. Man, I don't... Is it worth dying to have a sparkly white anus?
I don't fucking think so.
I don't know. But then again, you're not the one that's having to penetrate an anus. You have no idea. You're biased. Okay, she handed me a sheet. Here we go. If you experience burning, tenderness, or discomfort, decrease applications to every other day or stop altogether. No shit. Like, you have to be told to stop. Hey, if it hurts, you might want to stop. Oh, really? I thought I would keep doing it because it hurts. This girl's butthole was so white in the after shot. Oh, okay. They were showing him before and after shots. She handed me a sheet with before and after photos and noted, this girl's butthole was so white in the after shot, the flash bounced right off it. That must be like anal bleachers humor or something, because I don't get it.
No.
When she looked ready to spread beeswax back there and get going, I revealed that I'm a writer and just wanted information for a column. So we're not going to actually do it, she asked, kind of looking disappointed. You know, I'll usually try anything once, but the truth is I really like the way my ass looks as is. Man, this guy, I thought he would have went for it, you know? Just... kind of take one for the team.
You would think.
He'd be like the talk of the office, man. Hey, guys, have you seen Tristan's butthole? It glows with a brilliance only God could create.
Like the diamond.
Right? And it is forever.
Oh, fucking A.
Okay, let's finish this up. As far as Esther Thorne knows, there is no one else in the U.S. offering this service, which costs $75, according to Crapper's Quarterly. An Australian salon called the Bee's Knees offers a similar procedure. She estimates that in the less than 4 months since Pink Cheeks has made it available, she has lightened the brown eyes of about 170 customers, including visitors to the salon and those who've ordered the product over the phone. And they have a number here. So I'm going to give you guys this number, and I want one of you jam holers to call them up and get this kit and try it. And I want before pictures, I want during pictures, and I want after pictures of you bleaching your butthole. The number is 818-906-8225, and tell them the jam hole sent you. Actually, when you call them up, tell them you need your jam hole brightened and see what they say. We've gotten a lot of orders from Texas, she says. We've been bleaching lots of Texan winkers. God, how many fucking different names are there for the butthole? I've heard like 10 just in this story alone. It's amazing. Notably, about one-third of requests come from men, and she said it has become very popular among gay guys who use assholes like vaginas. After our session, she hugged me. Ooh, that would have been creepy. I would have been like, bitch, get away from me! Get away from me, bitch! I'm impotent. You don't know me. You don't know me.
Impotent.
Get away from me, bitch! I'm impotent. I'm all full of impressions this evening.
What did the five fingers say to the face? Slap!
Ow! Wow. We've been, lots of texts. After I said she hugged me, I've never been hugged before by a person I could have paid to remove the hair from my genital region. I got the feeling she hugs a lot. I got the feeling she didn't wash her hands because they kind of smelled like butthole. Continuing here, we bleach our teeth and the hair on our heads and bodies, so why the fuck not bleach our buttholes? Well, when it comes to our privates, the personal parts are very much political. Have you ever seen a political butthole?
Like, I've never.
Like a butthole running for president or something? I guess that's kind of...
Wait a minute, if you think about it, we do have a butthole that is a fucking president. Thank you very much.
Nice.
In the workings.
Oh, fuck me, where's our bell? Oh, fuck.
Oh, holy shitballs. Hey, I see where it is.
Go get that bell, please.
I will
please.
Go get it.
All right. Man, that would have been a perfect for the bell. Well, she's getting that, we're going to finish up here. Oh, thank you very much.
It has been...
Blah, blah, blah. Head and bodies, because we're narcissistic, political, vaginal, cosmetic surgery, in which plastic... Okay. The personal parts are very much political. So, okay, check this out. If buttholes are political, does that make Obama a black butthole?
Oh, bazing!
Bazing! Anyway, the vaginal cosmetic surgery, in which plastic surgeons trim and reshape the labia and make them symmetrical. Because, you know, I can't ding an asymmetrical labia.
A vaginoplasty.
That's right. That is kind of like a peniplasty, but we take the penis and flip it inside out and remove the balls. Fucking South Park reference number 943. All right. If you've seen as many cunts and rumps as I have, you know that this is false. That's in response to... vaginal cosmetic surgery, in which plastic surgeons trim and reshape the labia and make them symmetrical, supports the notion that there is such a thing as a normal or typical looking pussy. I mean, you've seen one pussy, you've seen them all. Except
Not
for
exactly.
your pussy. You have
Not
a pretty amazing
exactly.
pussy,
Thank
I must
you.
Say. Likewise, anal bleaching is based on the idea that there is one perfect shade of ass. When they say that, I picture like a donkey that's just like the perfect shade of gray or something.
No shit.
You should totally like call him up and be like, I need my ass bleached, and then like send him a picture of your donkey.
No shit. That'd be fucking awesome.
Just for shits and giggles. Speaking of shits, that comes out of an anus. Every person's nether regions have their own unique look and personality, for that matter. Just ask Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. Can I ask you a few questions? Jim Carrey, get a new character. You suck. All right, blah, 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 cunts and rumps. Oh, if you've seen as many cunts and rumps as I have, yeah, me too, you know that this is false. Every person's nether regions have their own unique look and personality. I'm not interested in all of us having identical coochies. Plus, the butthole has gotten a bum rap to begin with. I'm fucking done with this story.
Thank you.
All right.
I think I've had about enough.
So, from anal bleaching to colon hydrotherapy. Now, I was thinking of this because one of my deliveries on Friday is to a colon hydrotherapy place. And every time I go in there, I can't help but think of the poor sap laying down with a tube shoved up his ass getting water pumped in. That just does not sound fun.
Not at all.
So, basically, colon hydrotherapy or colonic irrigation involves the safe, gentle infusion of water into the colon via the rectum. Now, nothing about that sounds gentle. This lady, I watched a video of this shit, and this lady is just like, cramming this fucking tube up this guy's ass, and then she like flips a switch and it just starts pumping him up full of water, and I'm totally waiting for like him to get totally full and her just not paying attention or anything, and the hose just like all the pressure building up and the hose just spitting out of his asshole and like flying around the room like a balloon, just blowing shitty water and nasty waste all over the place. fuck that shit.
Yeah.
I like here at the bottom, towards the end of this story, it says, properly administered, colon hydrotherapy is not addictive. They're like talking about, like, man, once you get your first one, man, you want it again and again and again. I kind of think that's how gay sex started. It's like one guy took it in the ass and just instantly he was hooked. He's like, man, that asshole is tighter than any vagina I've ever banged. And you know what? After I fuck you, you don't cry like most of the girls I fuck. All right.
Ouch.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Fucking biatches. Each colon hydrotherapy session lasts approximately 45 minutes, and one should allow at least an hour per office visit. Could you seriously imagine laying down for 45 minutes with a tube up your ass?
No.
I mean, I can't even get you to let me put my dick in your ass for more than 5 minutes. Man, my dick ain't got nothing compared to this fucking colonic irrigation tube.
Ah, fuck. Screw all right, that.
So that's that. I'm not even going to get into that story because who cares? You know, I thought it would be amusing, but honestly, there's nothing amusing about having water pumped into your asshole. Well, it is a little amusing,
not
I guess,
intrigued.
As long as it's not my asshole.
Or mine.
All right, so what do you got for stories there, Holly girl?
Well, we got a couple of stories here. We got one from Anderson, South Carolina, which is man drives stolen car to police station.
What?
Authorities say a man drove a stolen car to the Anderson County Sheriff's Office to demand the return of nearly 2,000 officers seized from him during a drug arrest last June.
So this guy... What? Wait a sec. This guy got arrested or something and... cops seized $2,000 worth of shit. So this guy, being the bright, shining gem of society he is, steals a car to go to the police station to demand his shit back.
No
is
shit. That's what I'm getting.
Continue.
Well, deputies said after they told Charles Chambers, 36 years old, to leave Tuesday afternoon, an officer noticed he got into a car that matched the description of a vehicle stolen about 3 hours earlier.
Wow, you'd think he would have, like, stole a different car or
no
something.
No fucking shit,
I mean,
something.
Idiot.
But still a fucking kid's bike.
I know, right?
Scooters.
At least then
skateboard.
You're not looking at Grand Theft Auto.
No
at
shit.
The least, it's like a fucking... just give the kid his bike back. Seriously, scumbag.
No shit. A fucking piece of shit. Another officer pulled the man over and told him to stop the car. The officer said Chambers stuck a screwdriver in the ignition to shut it off because the vehicle's key switch had been removed.
Yeah, removed by him, fucking,
no shit.
As he stole the car. Like, could you imagine the cop walking up to the car and you're sitting there with this screwdriver hanging out of the ignition and he's all like, license and registration, and why is there a screwdriver in your ignition? I don't know. This is how I bought it. Okay,
no.
Shithead, you're going to jail for being a retard.
Honestly, the first instance, if I were a cop and I saw a screwdriver in the ignition, the first thing would come to mind is clearly the vehicle is stolen, so
yeah,
you would have to get out of the vehicle first before you ask for a license or registration.
Yeah, if I was a cop and I rolled up on some dude and he had a screwdriver hanging out of his ignition, I'd yank that motherfucker out the car, throw his ass on the ground, and give him a good once over Rodney King style.
Like, put your hands behind your back, bitch!
Yeah, biatch? Rookie
fucking
biatch?
A fucking kick to the ribs and c'est la vie, motherfucker.
You're done, B.
Well, authorities said that Chambers was charged with possession of a stolen automobile, driving under suspension, and a tag violation.
And the funny thing about that is, like, he got charged for tag violation because the car he stole happened to have expired tags. So they're gonna fuck him with that.
Yeah. That, like, that's really gonna do much to his sorry ass anyways. He's gonna steal another fucking car eventually. All right, so I got another one from Fargo, North Dakota, and it is deputy fires gun in courthouse restroom. Earlier, I remember saying something
what?
Called a whorehouse.
Yeah, courthouse, whorehouse, you know.
Of course.
Easily mistaken.
No shit. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy who accidentally fired his handgun in a courthouse restroom has been suspended for 8 days without pay.
So it sounds like he was playing with a loaded weapon in the bathroom. Oh!
No
shit. I'll be here all night.
Good one.
Probably, because editing podcasts takes a long time.
It does. Authorities said Dean Wars, 57.
Wars.
Fucking holy crap. Who cares? Also will receive a written reprimand in personal file. Alrighty.
This will go down on your permanent record.
Who fucking cares?
Little violent femmes.
No shit. No one was hurt when the gun belonging Wars discharged during lunch hour on January 10th.
Well, thank the good Lord for that.
No shit. Fargo police said an investigation determined that his weapon was discharged accidentally, just like someone I know whose weapon was discharged accidentally to where the guy almost lost a fucking leg.
And an eye. And guys, I mean, I know you're all with me when I say we've all accidentally discharged a weapon.
Oh, I felt that. Ow, that
Not
stings.
Not in the eye.
That stings. Ugh. Please aim lower next time.
Well, I'll open your fucking mouth next time and I won't have to aim.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to speak into the microphones. You should give me a second to
I'll give you a microphone
scoot.
To speak into.
Oh, bazing.
That's right. I got a million of them.
All right. So, let's see. Authorities said he had hung the gun by its trigger guard and the gun caught on the hook and discharged into the ceiling when he went to retrieve it.
All I have to say to this guy is step into my office because you're fucking fired,
no
douchebag. All right, well, I got a story here. Actually, I want to get into this one while we still have time. This is the story about the Suffolk Strangler that I kind of hinted at on yesterday's episode. All I really said was that I found it ironic that the Suffolk Strangler's real name is Stephen Wright, and there's also a comic by that name, and I find that very funny that Stephen Wright, the comedian, does comedy, and meanwhile, Stephen Wright, the Suffolk Strangler, rapes and kills whores. So, which is, I guess they both kind of have some comedic aspect to them. So, this was published February 21st, 2008, which was yesterday, I suppose, by The Sun. Hard drugs were the common thread that led all five murdered women into the hands of their killer. Some were from respectable middle-class families, but each turned to prostitution as their lives were wrecked by their crippling addictions. Now, I don't know what kind of hookers you're meeting, but there ain't nothing respectable about a middle-class whore.
No.
Now, it kind of gets into the profiles of each victim. I'm not really going to get into that quite yet. I want a little background on the actual story itself. They were five sweet little girls, but they shared one deadly addiction to drugs, which led to the Suffolk Strangler. Dun, dun, dun. The victims of the Suffolk Strangler came from a range of backgrounds, but had one link, their dependence on drugs. Some of their families had no idea about their addiction until they were murdered, and then it's too late. Yesterday, relatives of the victims said their killer should face the same fate as those he murdered and called for the reintroduction of the death penalty. So, I guess what these relatives are saying is that they each want to turn at his ass, a raping, and then they each want to kill him? Because that's kind of what he did.
You know, honestly, personally, the first instance you started reading that, the only thing that came across to my mind was a fucking copycat of Jack the fucking Ripper.
Is that what he did,
I mean,
too?
Honestly, you know, Jack the Ripper killed a fucking bunch of hookers.
Right.
But what he did was he cut them into pieces. He mutilated them. This guy is, what, strangling them?
Well, no, I guess that's why he's called the Suffolk Strangler. But I think what they're mainly focusing on here is the fact that he use drugs to lure the women in, because you know when a junkie's hooked on drugs, they'll pretty much do anything, go anywhere, suck any dick to get that next high.
Their fix.
Yeah, exactly. So he kind of used that to his advantage and took advantage of these girls.
Fucking roofie.
No, you see, what he should have done was just kept feeding them drugs. He could have kept fucking them and fucking them and fucking them. But no, this guy had to go and kill him. Then he's got to go find more girls because he he just killed the other ones. And I don't know about you, but fucking a dead girl has nothing compared to fucking a live one, if you know what I mean.
That's
and
considered.
I think you do. You little necro. although Tanya Nichols' father says he has forgiven the killer, other members of the family issued a statement which said, and I quote, "We would like to say justice has been done, but we are afraid that whilst five young lives have been cruelly ended, the person responsible will be kept warm, nourished, and protected. In no way has justice been done." And I think why the father has forgiven the killer, because he's like, man, Tanya was always such a bitch, and, you know, if you didn't do it, I would have eventually.
So
he's
no
like,
shit.
Thanks for helping me out.
Thanks for taking the trash out, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. Taking the trash out. Where a daughter and the other victims were given no human rights by the monster. Oh, now he's a monster.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like the boogeyman.
Cry me a fucking river.
Could you imagine, like, the monsters from Monsters, Inc. going in there and, like, raping all these drugged out fucking hookers and then
fucking
killing them?
Oh, man.
Like the eye monster, whatever, just like
or
sticking
Sully.
His little pole in there. Oh, man, that would be classic. Get on that, Pixar. But I want Kickdowns because my idea.
Yeah,
copyright.
Right.
Here we profile the young women whose lives slipped pitifully downhill until they met a murderer. And honestly, I think he was kind of doing them a favor, because if he wouldn't have killed them, you know, they would have just kept fucking guys for money, for drugs, and eventually one of them would have gotten pregnant, and she wouldn't have been able to get an abortion, because she would have been spending all her money on drugs. So it just would have created more problems than I really think five drugged-out hookers are worth.
Yeah. Well,
so, okay, the... What?
Huh?
Did you have something to say?
No, go ahead.
That's right. You keep your fucking mouth shut.
You know, there's
my
only
penis
one
is
way.
Going in it. Oh!
I was about to say something.
I know you were. Beat you to it. All right, so let's get into some whore profiling here. I bet all these hookers had MySpace too. any jam holers out there good with computers? Let's. I want to see their MySpace profiles if they're still up. All right, so the first whore number one, we'll call her Paula Clennell. The uncontrollable need of the victims to feed their drug addictions was dramatically illustrated by Paula Clennell. A serial killer was on the loose, but she insisted she had to continue working in order to pay for her fixes. Under the assumed name of Kelly, she revealed she had been attacked before. The plot gets groovy.
Oh my god, wouldn't you think you would learn the first fucking time?
You would think,
Jesus
but
Christ.
Oh no, people aren't that smart.
Of course, common sense does not kick in until you get a good ass whooping.
Yeah, common sense isn't very common, is it?
Yeah, fuck no.
Under the assumed name, blah blah blah. Oh, she told a TV interviewer, "It makes me sick to the stomach, but if you need the money badly, it's better than going out thieving." Actually, if it came down to sucking dick or stealing some shit, I'm gonna jack you every fucking time. I don't give a fuck. I will steal the fucking Statue of Liberty before I suck some dick. Unless they're good drugs, then, you know, first time for everything. Yeah, just saying. Please don't isolate that audio.
You've lost me.
Yeah, I've lost me too, don't worry. Afterwards, better than going out thieving. Afterwards, Paula walked back to the red light area. Oh, well, no shit, she's a drugged out hooker. She lives in the red light district. I didn't know, where's this story from? Does it say here? Okay, whatever.
I don't
Suffolk.
Think it does.
Where's Suffolk? Do we know?
Actually, no.
Look, I have all these papers here, and no, I can't find the information I need. Fuck
Let's get
me.
A map.
Fuck me,
it.
Where's the map? Google Maps, where the fuck? Alright, whatever, Suffolk, who cares? Alright, so, afterwards she went back to the red light area. Less than 72 hours later, she was dead. Paula grew up in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland. What the fuck kind of name is that? Berwick-upon-Tweed?
I've heard worse.
You got some tweed, man? Some tweed? With her parents, Brian, a civil engineer who worked for oil and gas companies in the Middle East, mother Isabella, and sister Alice, now 29, also a whore. Her parents divorced, and she began experimenting with cannabis when she was just 13. damn, son, I was smoking weed since I was like 10. Experimenting with cannabis.
No
just
comment.
Say what it was. She's smoking weed. Bitch was smoking weed. She wasn't experimenting. She was smoking it. Experimenting with cannabis is like rolling up a joint and shoving it up your ass. That's experimenting with cannabis. Paula moved with her mother to Norwich and later Ipswich before leaving home at 16 to move in with her boyfriend, Elton Norris. No relation to Chuck. The pair started taking crack, and Paula began selling her body at the age of 20. Man, she learned quick. Mr. Norris said it was the only way she could fund her addiction. Some weeks she could blow thousands of pounds on drugs. Damn, she must have been a good fucking hooker. Paula's grim lifestyle led to her three children being taken into care. Three fucking children? Nice. That right there is why we have abortion clinics. If you're a whore and you're on crack, chances are your kid's gonna come out hooked on crack. And even better than that, once that kid grows up, it's gonna be a whore also.
Yep. Guaranteed.
Like mommy, like child.
Well, genetics. I mean, genetics
yeah,
plays
genetically speaking, your mom was a whore. I don't know what to tell you. You're going to be a whore.
You're fucked, basically.
Basically. F'd in your little whore, A. But, you know, if they got some anal bleaching done, it would be a nice white whore, A.
They'd get a pretty penny for it.
Fucking A. I wonder if, like, hookers that have... It's like upgrading your car. Like, I got... The pimp is all rolling in. He's like, man, I got this hooker. She just had her anus bleached, man. That shit is getting top dollar. Holla at your boy. Holla.
Fucking $100 more, bitch.
Right. $100 holla, ho.
Oh, fuck.
I know, right?
Yeah.
In a letter to her mother weeks before she died, she revealed she was dreading Christmas. Instead of being a... Who the fuck doesn't dread Christmas? Fuck Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas is a
made-up fucking holiday to stimulate the economy. Unless you believe in that bullshit about someone's birthday, some invisible friend's birthday. If it's Jesus's birthday, then why don't we sing happy birthday to him and buy him presents? Instead, fuck us, we gotta decorate some Christmas tree and buy everyone else presents? Nice fucking holiday, fuck face. Okay, instead of being a happy day of joy and togetherness, it's only a dark, lonely, and depressing day. Paula's misery ended in 2006, thank God. Her body was found in Nacton on December 10th. Whore number two, come on down. You're the next contestant on Crack or Coke. Anneli Alderton. The turning point for Anneli was the death of her father, Roy, a computer programmer who succumbed to lung cancer when she was only 17. The heartbroken teenager known as Annie fled from the funeral and shortly afterwards moved into a flat, falling under the influence of a man her family describes as a sexual predator who introduced her to drugs. And a flat, I guess, is in England they call flats what we here in the States would call like an apartment or something like that, a studio. Me and my mates are going to go get a flat. Or here we'd say, me and my bros are going to get an apartment. Whatever.
Just like a cigarette, when you call a cigarette in English.
A fag.
You call it a fag.
You want to bitch a fag, mate?
Like, may I smoke a fag?
You want a fag? The heartbroken teen... read that. From there, she slipped into prostitution and was 3 months pregnant when she died at the age of 24. Now, see... She didn't have to get an abortion because Mr. Stephen Wright did it for her. Annie spent an idyllic 5 years of her childhood in Cyprus. Thanks for that useless bit of information.
Oh, shit.
I know, right? It's like one sentence in this
thing. Like, you start like, off with like this pity me fucking story like, oh my God, my dad fucking died. Yeah, who knows? You know, I know it sucks, but then all of a sudden to redeem yourself for it, you do fuck ups and then you end up a fucking hooker.
Right.
Well, good for you.
And
what
the only
fuck?
Reason they say that is to make her more human to those reading about it. If you're just reading about a cracked out fucking drugged up hooker, no one gives a fuck. But if you turn that same cracked out hooker into a person, all of a sudden people care. People are such fucking hypocrites. Okay. The family returned to England in 97, and Annie joined Copleston High School in Ipswich. Her stunning figure and striking green eyes made her popular with the boys and the pimps. But the aspiring model started taking hard drugs and spent the following years in and out of prison. Ooh, she was smart, too. Mrs. Alderton last saw her daughter alive on December 3rd, 2006, when she arrived with Christmas presents. Fucking, like, little boxes with crack rocks in them and shit.
Oh, Jesus.
Like, oh, gee, I don't know how that got in there.
Peanut butter and crack sandwiches.
All right. Wow. Dave Chappelle reference. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Alderton, who split from Annie's father, said her daughter left to catch a train. See, it's her fault for getting divorced. If you would have gave that woman or that child a stable environment to grow up in, I bet she never would have been in with these other whores. Actually, she probably would have been. Once a whore, always a whore. You're a whore from the day you were born, whore.
I know a lot of them. You do, too.
Yes, I do. Got a notch for everyone. The reason... Oh, she shouted, "Goodbye, Mum." sorry. "Goodbye, Ma. Goodbye, Mum. I love you." I didn't answer. Nice, Mom. I bet she feels like a raging cunt.
Oh, shit.
Like someone's girlfriend, who I'm not going to mention. Someone who's not with us right now.
Hey,
raging,
now.
Raging, lazy cunt. Get a she fucking job.
She could
get a
be.
Fucking job. You got two... You no, fuck this shit. You got two fucking kids to support and a dog. Go get a fucking job, you fucking stupid cunt. There. I feel much better. Back to the story. If Travis doesn't come back, now you'll know why.
Yep, and then you'll be hearing from me from now on.
No shit, huh? I don't know. Travis is a lot cuter than you, but you do suck a mean dick.
He does not have tits and a fine, wet pussy.
This is true. I mean, his butthole's nice and wet, and once we got it anally bleached, man, that shit was sparkling like my smile.
Oh, shit.
Okay, back to the story. The reason she ignored her own child? ? Annie had bleached her butthole. Oh, no, just kidding. Annie had bleached her brown hair, which her mother had learned from experience indicated she was back on the game to pay for drugs. So I guess whenever her daughter came home with brown hair, that meant she was whoring to pay for drugs. I would just, you'd think that you would just stop bleaching your hair.
And you know, honestly, you really did get me with the whole bleaching the butthole thing. I honestly thought that you actually had that there.
That's what they
and
said.
Wouldn't that
be funny?
That would have been fucking
Keith
classic.
Is the master at that. He gets hemmed up all the fucking time with that. And what I love about that shit is he'll wait till she's taken a drink of something and then he'll bust a joke. Boom. Shit all over the place. KeithandTheGirl.com, you guys. And oh, yeah, we'll get into that later. But yeah, go to KeithandTheGirl.com. They are fabulous.
They are
my inspiration.
Mine as well.
If you guys are listening, I love you guys.
We do.
Keith and Hemda and Brother Love and Spooky and Deuce is a huge douchebag. Moving on. Like the other victim, she probably died in Wright's bedroom, adorned with giant cuddly toys. They included teddy bears and a 3-foot-tall monkey holding a Coca-Cola bottle. Fucking creepy, huh?
No shit. Just like a big-ass fucking Barbie doll sitting there staring at you when you wake up in the fucking morning.
I know, right? With like instead of holding a Coca-Cola bottle, it's holding like a crack pipe
she ain't even holding shit. Her hair's all like fucking raggedy and shit.
Falling
like somebody
out.
Put like fucking lipstick on her face, like smeared onto the cheek and shit.
Yeah, her asshole's all prolapsed and shit. Her puss all blew out.
Naked and drawn nipples.
Nasty-ass fucking whore. You whores are nasty, man. Have some fucking self-respect, you know?
Integrity.
Yeah, integrity. You have none, whores. Her body was found on December 10th in Woodland in Nacton, arranged in the shape of a crucifix. Her boyfriend, Sam Jefford, said they had been overjoyed when she became pregnant. "We were going to call him Harry George Alderton. We both wanted to sort our lives out, and Harry would have been the reason to do it." So you have to go and get some bitch pregnant before you have a good enough reason to get your shit together? How about just to get your shit together? Have some fucking self-respect. You know, if you don't want to fucking do it, then die. Fucking go slit wrists, jump off a fucking bridge, you know? We don't need you. We don't fucking want you. If you're not going to contribute anything worthwhile to society, someone's girlfriend who remains to be nameless, then just fucking die, you hypochondriac bitch. Her boyfriend, Sam Jefford, overjoyed, pregnant, knocked up, blah, blah, blah. All right. Whore number three. Come on down.
Woohoo!
Bring on the pussy.
You know, one of these days we'll actually have real sound effects. I need to talk to Tim from Distorted View and see how he does it, because he plays the greatest sound effects during his show. I love it.
It's
DistortedView.com.
That or the music. It's like porn
brilliant
music in the background. And,
oh, man, if you guys do listen to Distorted View, make sure you check it out on Tuesday, because that's when he does a bit called Sextastic Tuesday, and basically he reads you a porno. It's great.
I enjoy it. It's very well put.
Okay, back to whore number three. Annette Nichols. At 25, Annette had a stable life, a close-knit family, and was a qualified beauty therapist with a long list of loyal clients, including anal bleachers. Just kidding.
I knew that wasn't there that time.
I know. I was reaching for it.
Not good enough.
I suck. Fucking give me a knife, slit wrist. I suck.
I got one in my pocket. Do you want it?
Will you just slit my wrist for me while I'm reading this?
No, I'll let you do your own dirty
work. You know
what?
With all this talk about... Ooh, fucking hiccups. Excuse me. All this talk about slitting wrists, I bet we're going to have a huge emo following.
Oh, God.
Emo. Oh, life is pain. Life
such a conformist.
Sucks. Oh, you conformist. Why don't you go over there and conform?
You know, like, this other day, I was looking outside my window, and I noticed this girl in, like, black. And I felt her pain.
I totally feel her pain.
It's like, fuck off!
Thank you.
You guys
for
are
yelling
fucking morons.
Yes, you are.
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Morons. And Jesus Christ, also fucking moron, if he's real.
Well, we
so
have
let's
no
see.
Proof.
We've bashed niggers, Christians,
whores, anal bleachers,
Travis's girlfriend,
bags,
anal bleachers. Who else is on the list?
Bags, honey.
Oh, homos. No, we kind of went into homos and the whole anal bleaching thing. Fucking
we got into
homo.
Quite a few things.
You know what, though? Homos, fucking queers have it figured out. They are with other guys. They don't have to deal with women fucking bitching at them. They don't have to deal with menstrual cycles. They don't have to deal with getting married, having kids, any of that shit. They fucking got it made. If you can deal with kissing another dude in the mouth and sucking another dick, then fucking more power to you, man. I'll stick to the pussies and boobs that I'm used to.
Yeah, but you got to think about it. It's not just fags. It's also, of course, you've got the lesbians.
Oh, bi-curious
people. You've got the dykes. Of course, the dykes.
Scissor me, baby. Scissor me.
There's, I don't even fucking get the whole concept of fucking scissor. What the fuck are you going to do?
It's just rubbing cooch together.
And what the fuck fun is that?
It's like clapping hands. That's totally what it is.
I've had my fucking fair action of pussy myself, and honestly, this is why I do not date fucking women, is because
they're bitches.
Mentally psychotic and unstable.
And bitches ain't shit but hoes and tricks, so lick on these nuts and suck the dick. Fucking basketball reference.
Basketball,
thank you.
Yep.
Hey-o.
Matt and Trey Parker.
All right. So back to the story. When her life was... but almost overnight, she became a shambling, drug-addled wreck. Don't take much, does it?
No shit.
When her life was extinguished in December 2006, she was the eldest of Wright's victims. Her cousin, Tanya Nichols, 38, said, she used to be such an... Let me get my woman accent here. She used to be such an absolutely outstanding person with the most lovely personality. She was stunningly beautiful, both inside and out, only because I turned her on to anal bleaching. But almost overnight, she got into heroin, and it changed her. It changed her forever. It was like flicking a light switch. It just turned me on.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. The inside and out. The first thing you think of when
anal
you hear
bleaching.
That is no,
oh,
just
that's
inside.
That's the first thing I think of.
Cuz like a male's perspective. She was beautiful inside and
that's
outside.
Right. Well, if that's the case, then someone needs to flip that ugly bitch inside out.
Clearly, when Boom. She says inside, she understood the whole concept that she was getting lots of dick.
Lots of dick. Big
lots
dick,
of dick,
little dick, it don't matter. She was getting dick from people
dick.
Named Dick. Bitch
Noodle
was
dick.
All over. Fucking whiskey dick, coke dick, fucking dick. Don't
fucking
even
nasty dick too.
Fucking
I'm sure.
I bet. Have you ever had sex with a fucking crackhead besides
old
me?
Wrinkly balls.
Oh, his old balls slamming against your butt.
Oh,
nice.
The old saggy skin.
And then like he's slamming your ass, and all of a sudden you feel his hip dislocate, and he's like,
fucking bones popping.
Yeah, right. You don't want to, like, fuck him hard because you're afraid he'll shatter and his dick will, like, break off inside of you like a leper.
That
oh,
or, like, if you're riding him and shit and you're putting your fucking hands on his chest and shit enough
oh,
to
yeah,
fucking
right?
break his fucking chest
it
bone.
It collapses
and snap.
His lungs and shit.
A.
You kill him with a hard on. All right, back to the story. We're almost 55. We're almost an hour into this. We need to kind of get things wrapped up here. I do want to finish the story, though. Almost overnight, she got into drugs, turned her light off. Soon, her house was repossessed, and she began living with friends and working the streets to pay for hits. Hooker!
No
deeply
shit.
Ashamed of what had become of her, she hid the truth from her parents, Rosemary and John. Among those who did know about her lifestyle was her terminally ill uncle Peter, 59, who had a visit from the mother of 1 week before her death. She was probably where he was getting his drugs from, fucking whore. She came to see me when she had heard I was ill, he said. She rushed up and gave me a big hug. She'd been such a happy little girl, and deep down she still was a lovely girl. Deep down in her butthole. Nettie was last seen on December 8th, and her body was found 4 days later a few miles away in Levington. It, too, had been placed in a crucifix shape, arms outstretched. Now, what is the deal with Stephen Wright, this fucking Suffolk strangler, and arranging their bodies in the shape of a crucifix? What do you
with
think that means?
With religious intent. I mean,
well, yeah, but
I mean
why
think
would
about
you
it.
Do that?
They're copying. It's a copycat. I mean, if you think about it, there are movies
What's
where
he
people
copying,
do that
though?
Shit.
Have you ever heard of anything like that?
Well, if you watch The Boondock Saints.
Oh, you're talking movie movies.
Like movie,
not like
theoretically.
Real shit.
I mean, real shit. I'm sure there have been certain occasions where somebody has been, you know, trying to have like some sort of religion intent after they kill someone. Like,
right,
to
like
let
it's
their
a
soul
religious
rest
experience.
In peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just letting them drift on.
So
or
he,
whatnot.
Like, he fucks them religiously and then he fucking.
In the name of the Lord.
In the name of the Lord, I fuck this pussy. In the name of the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I fuck this pussy.
I release the inner beast of
Demon
this vagina.
Out. Boom.
And then.
Thank you. My ears are ringing now.
Mine too.
No more bell for you.
No.
All right. Whore number four, Tanya Nicole. As a child. Whoa, wait. So.
We've got, like,
Nicole
more.
And Annette Nicole? Okay, no, different last name. As a child, Tanya's dream was to be a whore and be murdered and have her anus bleached and to find fame as a member of a girl band, and she would tirelessly practice dance routines and serve people with her friends. Tanya grew up on the outskirts of Ipswich with her mother and younger brother Aaron, now 16. She once met Prince Andrew when she was a member of the Sea Cadets. Fucking cool for you. She talked about becoming a hairdresser. By 17, however, she had moved into a hostel where she started dabbling with heroin. Wow, kind of went the opposite direction on that one, huh?
Indeed.
Hairdresser, heroin. Hairdresser, heroin. She moved back home in December of 05, and her mother, Carrie Nicole, 48, told Ipswich Crown Court how she had found syringes in her daughter's room, but accepted Tanya's assurances they belonged to a friend. Fucking, that is like the oldest excuse in the book. Like, back in the day when we were kids, if your parents ever found anything like weed or a pipe or cigarettes or alcohol, any of that shit, the excuse, number one excuse every time, not mine.
Yep.
Someone left it here, or I'm holding it for a friend.
Or no. Well, I let my friend borrow my car.
And he left it in there.
Yeah, you know, I told him not to leave his stash in my shit, but it's not mine.
Do kids actually think that that works? I mean, that has got to be the lamest excuse ever.
If you're speeding and you say every single time, my speedometer is broken,
hey,
and
you
get away with
that
it.
That works. It does work. That actually does work. All right, so if you have cruise control and, you know, your speed, this only works if you're going like at 10 miles over the speed limit or under. You get pulled over. All you tell the cop, you know, you got to be totally polite. Make sure the car don't stink like weed, because then you're probably done. But yeah, you just tell him, sorry, officer, I had my car on cruise control and I had it set right at the speed limit. There must be something wrong with it. I have used this excuse 5 times, and it's worked every single time.
Honestly, I think you've used this excuse more than 5 times.
Has it been
We've gotten pulled over at least a nice 10 times.
Daily. No, not that bad. But yeah, it does work. So give it a try, and if it does work, let us know.
Be polite, though, because sometimes
that is key. You have to, you know, yes, sir, no, sir, I was not, you know, that kind of shit. But yeah, email us, thejamhole@gmail.com. Yeah, let's finish this up here. We got two more horrors to go through, and then some local stuff, then we'll get out of here. So, let's see. Hairdresser, blah, blah, blah. She moved back in. Mom found syringes. She blamed it on her friends. Her mom believed her. Idiot. Tanya also claimed she was earning money as a hairdresser and barmaid, but in fact had started working in Ipswich's massage parlors as a whore. By 2005, however, she had fallen out of favor with the parlor's pimps when they became concerned about her drug addiction. Can't be having no whores all hooked on dope and shit. Just 19 when she was murdered, she was last seen wearing pink spangly shoes and tight horror cut-off jeans. Her body, naked except for some cheap, gaudy jewelry, was found in a brook at Cop Dock Mill, just outside Ipswich, on December 8th. After learning of her death, Tanya's father, church caretaker Jim Duell, 60, who was separated from her mother and probably the cause of her daughter turning to prostitution and drugs, described her as a caring, loving, sensitive girl who was finding out about herself when she came into contact with drugs. Unfortunately, drugs took her away into her own secret world, a world that neither of us were aware of, he said. That's fucked up. If you don't know your kid's on drugs, you are way out of touch with the world.
No shit.
And
you can tell.
Honestly, parents, if your kid's smoking some weed, let them. Trust me, it's not a gateway drug, and it's a lot better than drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
You are a shitty, shitty, shitty fucking parent if you would rather let your kids drink alcohol than smoke weed. Shitty parent. You deserve to have your kid taken away and you have your tubes tied and your balls removed.
If not, you shouldn't even be allowed to breed, honestly.
Well, that's why I would tie tubes.
And like
snip balls.
If you think about it, I mean, common sense wise, I mean, us people who
remember, we can't use common sense.
Of course, because people lack.
And ignorance is bliss.
People lack.
I'll tell you what, sister, everyone's happy.
Oh, I know.
All right, horror number 5. Gemma? How would you say that? Gemma? Gemma? G-E-M-M-A, whatever. Gemma. Gemma.
Gemma.
Gemma? Yeah, whatever. Gemma. Miss Adams. Pretty,
yep.
Popular, and from a solid middle-class family, Gemma had a privileged childhood. Brought up in a large, detached house in the village of Kesgrave near Ipswich, she was a keen horse rider, played the piano, and was a member of the Brownies. They were only Brownies until they got their anuses bleached. Then they were Whiteys. Her parents, Brian, 54, a businessman, and mother, Gail, 55, had high hopes for her. Not those kind of high hopes. She even told them she wanted to join the police. She was good company, bright and intelligent, Mr. Adams said. Whoa, it's like the Adams family.
No shit. Do do do
do. Do 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 do. Do do do
do. Do 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 do.
Thank you.
No problem.
80s reference. All right. Gemma's downfall was set in motion when she was 15 and her father fondled her vagina. Just kidding. When she was 15 and a pupil at Kesgrave High School, she started dating another pupil, John Simpson, and the pair moved in together after she left school at 16. I wonder if that's John... No, never mind. Friends said the couple dabbled in cannabis. How do you dabble in cannabis?
Oh, I don't fucking know.
It's like the same what the other one was, experimenting with cannabis. So we figured out earlier that experimenting with cannabis was rolling a joint and shoving it up your ass. So dabbling in cannabis, what do you think?
Dabbled in cannabis, I'm assuming, could be with an embalming fluid. I'm thinking
dabble like
if
a
you
wet
could stick. Dabble it inside embalming fluid.
I would
and
dabble
smoke
my
it.
Weed joint in fucking embalming fluid and freak
I've
the
heard
fuck
of it.
Out. I've done it, and that shit, I will never, ever, ever do that shit again. We were living in Kansas City at the time, and there were these, no offense, African-American people that lived in the apartment downstairs, and the kid I was hanging out with, he was manager at a pizza place, so we went to the pizza place and made a couple of, you know, big giant pizzas, and then took them to the African-American neighbors, and get this, we made them chicken pizzas. They liked it, with a side of watermelon and grits. But yeah, we traded them these two pizzas for two wet sticks is what they called them. Basically, a wet stick is a cigarette dipped in embalming fluid. You let that shit dry and you smoke it. Holy shit, man. That fucking blew my mind. That was like one of those, you know, like when you eat acid and you're peaking and you're like, man, this is the trip I'm not coming back from. That's what I felt like. I thought I was going to be stuck in that state of mind for the rest of my life. And it freaked me the fuck out, man. I will never do that shit again. Ever. Dabbled in blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Before, okay, dabbled in cannabis before becoming sucked into a downward spiral. Gemma's father said, quote, I suppose she thought it was a bit of fun, that she'd get a bit of a high and then carry on as normal. By 17, the sweet little girl once devoted to her dog, Holly, was
Fuck them.
Hey, you were named
fuck
after
you.
This whore's dog.
I ain't no fucking dog, so y'all can fuck off.
You are beautiful.
That's right.
Once devoted to her dog, Holly, was regularly taking heroin and crack. Wow.
The straight dog
for
was?
The hard stuff, I guess.
The dog was taking crack.
Yeah, the dog was dabbling in heroin and crack while Holly was sucking the dog off. Or no, Holly is the dog's name.
Actually?
Gemma is the girl that was sucking the dog off.
Whore. We should get in touch with this dog, yo.
I know. I bet he's got the bomb diggy.
Word.
Sticky, icky, icky, wee.
Put oh,
it in
shit.
The air. Regularly. Okay. When the terrible truth emerged, her parents provided a powerful anchor that gave her the strength to try and fight her addiction. Like, they just handed her, like, this big giant boat anchor and was like, here you go.
What the fuck is that gonna do?
Well, weigh her down. I don't know. Make her. If you had a big boat anchor tied around your ankle, you ain't going out and getting drugs from anywhere.
No, you're not
you
going
what.
Anywhere
you ain't
for
going
sure.
Going anywhere. That's almost worse than the ball of chain Travis has around his leg. Thank you.
Yep.
I could do this all night. Seriously,
you
I am
can.
So pissed at him. Not him. I'm sorry. I am
it.
Not pissed at you. I'm pissed at her. Travis, if you're listening to this.
She would be now referred to as an it.
Nah, she's just not going to be referred to anymore. She's going to be referred to as being at the top of my shit list. She ever pulls that kind of shit again.
And that's a big fucking list.
Fucking A, Bubba. Oh, where are we here? When the terrible truth emerged, her parents gave her an anchor, try to fight the addiction. Gemma managed to complete a GNVQ at Suffolk College and worked for an insurance company. I have no idea what GNVQ means. I would imagine it's the equivalent of like a community college degree or something like that. But she began slipping away for long lunch breaks and was regularly off sick. She was sacked in 2004. For our U.S. listeners, that means she was fired. Fired. Step into my office, because you're fucking fired. In 2004, her increasingly desperate parents took her to see doctors and the local community drug rehab team. It's every parent's worst nightmare. Once your child is involved with hard drugs, your heart is already broken, said Mr. Adams, who has two other children to work on. Gemma took up prostitution. Her body was found on December 2nd in a brook at Hintlesham, 7 miles from Ipswich. Mr. Adams said his world just crumbled when police revealed Gemma's secret life. We never knew she was working as a prostitute until she went missing, he said. We think she completely cut us out because she didn't want us to know what was going on and the depth of her problem. She had fought the cravings for heroin until the end, it has emerged. Doesn't sound like she was doing much fighting. Sounds like she was getting her ass kicked.
She was enjoying it.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, heroin and cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Rick James.
Yeah, you thought I was out of cheesy TV references. I got a million of them.
No shit.
All right. We never knew she was working as a prostitute until she went missing. Thanks for giving us the memory of our daughter being a whore. She had fought the cravings until the end. We got Gemma on a course and we thought she was in with a chance, but someone else got to her first. And that is the story of the Suffolk Strangler and the hookers he murdered. So, did you learn anything from this?
Personally,
don't be a hooker.
Yeah, basically, the whole thing comes down to two things. One, do not do crack. Do not deal with a bunch of drunk or druggies. And for one, don't spread your fucking legs open for money. And if you are, at least deal with someone who knows what they're doing first.
Yeah, leave that shit to the professionals, you know?
Leave it to the girl that works for Keith and the Girl. She can hook you up.
Oh yeah. She used to be a hooker booker. Patrice is who we're talking
about. The lady.
Popscribe.com is her website. She is an awesome chick.
The main lady. She is actually the shit, and I admire her.
Yeah, if you want to meet all these people we're talking about and us, the jam hole people. Well, I don't think Travis is going because his leash doesn't reach that far. Just kidding, bud. I love you. Your girlfriend's a cunt. Yeah, we're going on a cruise in August. KeithandTheGirl.com/events. Me and my buddy Odie are gonna go, and it is going to be a fucking awesome time. Holy shit. So yeah, this is episode 3 of the Jam Hole. It is fire for the fla. And now, well, we're an hour in, I guess an hour and 10. We can get into some local shit. You want to? You got time?
I've got time.
I've got all the time in the world, baby.
All right, so then shall we?
Yeah, start it off. This is the Kalispell Local Roundup.
Indeed, and the roundup, might I add, is not very good.
It never is.
Never at all. We've got number one, Kalispell police arrested a 67-year-old woman on suspicion of shoplifting after she allegedly tried to walk out of a bulk goods store.
A what?
Bulk goods store.
Oh, like Costco.
Yeah, on US 93 North.
Oh, that's totally Costco.
Yeah.
So what did she steal? Does it say
turkey breast?
This old ass fucking. See, that just shows to go you that old people put them down, man. And I would expect that same courtesy done to me when I reach 65. Put me the fuck down if I ain't already down, you know, before.
That's why I smoke these wonderful cigarettes, is to fucking take that fucking 10 years away from my life.
Give me the cancer, man.
If I can't wipe my own ass, I don't want nobody's fucking hand going near my ass and wiping it for me.
I'll wipe your ass with my tongue.
Oh, that's just fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah. But you love
Anyways,
it. You love it.
A visitor to Kalispell found a wallet, great and brief.
That was it.
Oh,
wow. I'm glad you took the time to fucking type that
No
Daily
shit.
Interlake.
Let's just waste our fucking time with this useless information.
A visitor to Kalispell found a wallet. Meanwhile, in other news, a Kalispell resident has lost a wallet.
Oh, get this, get this. A man called a woman saying that he found her purse. And to get it back, she had to give him $100 or a bottle of fucking cologne.
Are you kidding me?
I shit you not, honey.
Holy shit.
And she had to come to him to pick it up. The woman called police, who retrieved the purse and returned it to her. Oh, hooray.
If I was the cop, I'd be like, I'll get it back for $50.
No shit. It's just like, you know, if he's getting a ransom for your
but
purse.
But I don't get it. So either $100 or a bottle of cologne.
Exactly.
I would have left it at $100, bought myself a $10 bottle of cologne, and had $90 to go buy some weed with or something.
Something.
But I guess if you're making those kinds of demands, you're probably already fucked up as is.
And then of course we get here's the issue with Kalispell information when it comes to deputies.
Kalispell
and police
has as hell.
We have our issues of in, you know, of course the paper, we have these small, you know, just shitty little text pieces of crap that we have to read as information. So here's the next one. Someone in the Kalispell area received obscene phone calls of a suspicious nature. That's it.
What other kind of obscene phone calls are there? Of
no
an insuspicious nature? It was obscene, but I knew exactly who they were coming from.
Yeah, right. It's like,
douchebag.
Why the fuck call?
And why then, the fuck even report that kind of shit?
I know. It's shit that fucking... There are worse shits out there. There is fucking little fucking sexual pieces of shit predators that go on and touch little fucking
day
kids.
Oh, day to day in this
and
valley.
And then you got the fucking assaulting motherfuckers that think that they can just, you know, fucking rob whoever.
Beat on women.
Or
and,
you got
I mean,
the fucking
granted,
crackheads.
Some women deserve it. Someone's girlfriend who's not here.
Who?
I told you I could do this all night.
She asked for
be nice. You're a fucking adult. Take care of your fucking kids and be nice.
Especially, and no offense, I'm sorry. Actually,
oh, yes,
take
plenty
offense.
Of offense. Offense.
Take offense
take
to
offense.
This. Because
if you can't take offense, steal a fucking gate.
If you can see clearly that two people who are under the age of fucking 30 have their shit together far more than an adult over the age of fucking 30 who has kids?
Yeah.
What does that say on your behalf?
Look, I went to college. I went to community college and got my associate's degree so I can hang
fuck?
It on my wall and stare at it all day because I don't have
a fucking piece
job.
Of paper. That's what it is. A fucking piece of paper that proves you're fucking useless because people just sit on their fucking asses because they have that fucking paper.
I wonder why you're fat. Maybe leave the house and move around? Don't even get me started.
Man,
are
useless. Are useless fucking Kalispell shit. This is another one. Employees of a motel on US 93 South told police that they were having a bit of a graffiti problem and that they have
a
suspect. Where the fuck is a suspect?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I'd say that. I'd have a suspect and then when the cops get there, I'd drop my drawers and show them my sparkly white anus and then start talking. What can I ask you a question? Do I need a breath mint?
Yeah, right. Or I have a theory.
Okay, here, let me read a couple here. Flathead County Sheriff's deputies arrested a 45-year-old fugitive from California at a campground on Helena Flats Road. Oh, that's the Rocky Mountain High campground, isn't it?
Yeah.
The man was also in possession of a stolen car, which got him ticketed on suspicion of theft. Go back to California, you fuck. Ruining ours. I mean, I was from California, but I didn't roll up here in a stolen car and shit. The SWAT team was dispatched. Ooh, we have a SWAT team?
Yes, we do.
I was not aware of that.
And I know a few of the officers.
I know we have a TWAT team.
And we got a couple of them.
I know. That was another Travis's girlfriend reference. Sorry. TWAT team. God, I tell you what. The SWAT team was dispatched to River Butte Road to take a likely armed man to the hospital for a mental health evaluation. The man, who allegedly threatened his mother, had access to rifles and pistols. That's because up here in Montana, we don't fuck around, man. Everyone's got guns. And if you want beef, my whole crew got beef, son. Bring it.
What the fuck is this?
Hold on, let me finish this one. The man at first refused to leave the residence, but the deputies negotiated him outside.
outside. He was taken into custody without incident and transported to Pathways Treatment Center. That's our loony bin here for those of you locals listening.
Yeah, and clearly that does not help anybody, but this gets me. This gets me.
What
a dissatisfied customer called police to report that an employee of a grocery store on 3rd Avenue East North stuck her hand into a bag of brain matter.
Brain matter?
Yeah, the bag was disposed of. What the fuck brain matter did she stick her fucking hand in?
Fuck, I don't
Wouldn't
know.
Wouldn't you
oh,
think?
Oh, wait, I know. She stuck her hand up her ass, but because her head was up her ass also, she stuck her hand in brain matter. Another reference.
Oh,
huh?
This one's fucking
funny.
I
got a million of them.
Oh, God, this one's funny. A man reported his van missing from the parking lot of the same grocery store. Turns out his wife had picked up the vehicle while he was inside shopping.
Ooh.
What a fucking idiot.
I would have whooped that bitch's
no
ass.
No shit, fucking.
I whoop your ass, bitch.
You got to practice your pimp hand.
Fucking A. You got to keep your pimp hand strong. Know what
that
I'm saying?
That is the word.
You got to hustle. Employees of a shop on US 2 in Evergreen reported at its fuck me, learned how to read, dumb fuck. Employees of a shop on US 2 in Evergreen reported an instance of indecent exposure that occurred last week and requested deputies conduct extra patrols of the area. A fucking indecent exposure? What is that, like when Travis's girlfriend gets naked? Ooh!
Bazing!
Damn!
Fucking ouch.
I know, right? That's like 10 for me. And,
imagine what happens later when the kids turn out as big and ugly.
Ooh, I couldn't imagine. No, her kids are really cool. It's just her.
Oh,
her
eventually.
Kids are nice. They're, you know, they're a little misguided because they have no father, but, you know.
But if you think about it,
I'd like to say she's doing the best she can, but she's not at all.
No.
And actually, I think the kids should, well, whatever. It's not my business, but I can hate on that bitch all I want. Let's see. Oh, a bike was reported stolen on Shady Lane. Thank God for that info. Jewelry was reported stolen from a home on Parkview Lane.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Someone reported what looked to them like a drug deal going down at a fast food restaurant in Evergreen. Pills allegedly were exchanged for money. That sounds like a drug deal to me. Or a pharmacy. I don't know.
Yeah, right?
I guess, okay, so this is a part of an Atmosphere song, I believe. He says, do you call yourself a patient or a junkie? The only difference is who takes your money. And that is so fucking true. So fucking true.
It is.
Deputies responded to a disturbance on Canyon Drive during which a 19-year-old man... No. If you're 19 and you're in the roundup, you are not a man. So let me rephrase this. During which a 19-year-old boy allegedly threatened to assault a resident and then left. See, that's little boy shit. You make little idle empty threats and then leave running with your little tail between your legs.
Mm-hmm.
You little pussy bitch. The man, the little pussy bitch was later pulled over and arrested on suspicion of possession of alcohol. Ooh, there's a big fucking no-brainer. Driving on a suspended license. All right, let's try this again. The little boy was later pulled over and arrested on suspicion of possession of alcohol, driving on a suspended license, without insurance, and in an unregistered vehicle.
Ooh.
All right. A 46-year-old man was served with a felony warrant for the production or manufacture of drugs. So, was he producing them or was he manufacturing them? What the fuck?
Where the fuck was this?
This is all in Flathead County, so I'm not sure. But because he was... So, because he was in jail, the man was easy to find. He also is being held on warrants for contempt and drug possession. So, this motherfucker was producing and manufacturing drugs in jail?
Yeah.
No shit. Fucking idiots.
No shit.
Someone buying coffee at a kiosk on West Reserve Drive reported an incident of indecent exposure, but later canceled the complaint.
Yeah.
Could you imagine, like, you see some dude running around with his dick hanging out, so you go to call the cops, but then, like, at another glance, you see it's your husband or some shit. So oh, you're like, shit. Yeah, cancel that. And no. Also cancel the APB on my husband.
Right. There was one of them a long time ago,
I know that dick anywhere.
Well, this one chick, like, we're over at Finnegan's. It's this really awful restaurant, if you really want to take it that way. I mean, there are some things that are fairly decent, but in the fucking parking lot of any restaurant, when you're getting ready to get out and go and get a fucking bite, the last thing you want to see is some chick sucking on cock like she's never tasted it in her whole life.
That's the first thing I want to see. Oh.
No, this girl was not. Oh, my God. This nasty. Shit looked like she was fucking trying to bite down and eat the son of a bitch.
I would have took the dick out her mouth and hit her upside
the head. And
the
guy, he's sitting there like with his arm flopping out the fucking window.
Right,
and
like
nobody's doing
shit.
Yeah.
Help, the bitch done bit my dick.
Yeah, right.
She got lockjaw on it. Go get the jaws of life, quick.
Fucking wow, man.
All right, we're almost done here. When an area resident went to the DMV to obtain a duplicate vehicle title, the information indicated that the car had been stolen. A Cobbler Village Road resident's dogs got loose and ran across a neighbor's yard, prompting the neighbor to step outside and bang off a couple rounds. What the fuck? Who is writing this fucking...
I don't know.
Wow. Bang off a couple rounds? Jesus.
Half
fucking
the shit,
titty
dude.
Fucking Christ, man. Nice. Oh, wow. You wonder why we are the way we are.
It's Montana. Montana has small resources, and the people that are working at the fucking newspaper.
It continues. It is not known whether the gun was pointed in the air, at the ground, or toward the offending canines. What, he doesn't know? Were you not out there, retard?
You would think.
Yeah, you would think, but apparently they did not.
You could get better fucking information from a fucking kid in high school writing in a fucking newspaper.
That's probably what this is.
You know, honestly,
like
I bet
project.
You it is.
A woman taking care of her parents' house on US 2 returned to find a window open. Nothing appeared to have been taken. Well, thank the good Lord for that.
Wait, what does it say again?
A woman taking care of her parents' house on US 2, returned to find a window open, but nothing was taken. Like, she left and got home and there was a window open.
Oh, jeez. You know, I was hoping to God it wasn't something about, like, me crawling into my own fucking window because there was no fucking key. No,
that's
seriously.
Always fun. A necklace and some other jewelry reported stolen. The owner suspects a family member. Ooh. A Hoffman Draw man thinks his daughter took his DVD player and pawned it for crack. You know, I mean, maybe he never told her this, but honey, all you gotta do is suck a little dick. You don't gotta pawn stuff. I mean, fuck. There's plenty of desperate guys out here that would love to have you suck their dick.
One hooker would make enough money out in this valley.
Oh, dude. I mean, they did. Look at the whole Dick Dayson thing.
Dick
he
Dayson.
Had like fucking five hookers
and
on
paying
his
them off
dick.
With money that wasn't his.
Yeah, and money that came from the school I used to go to. That's so fucking awesome. A suicidal Bragg Lane resident was taken to Kalispell Regional Medical Center for a mental health evaluation. Fuck that.
Evaluate that.
Yeah, evaluate my bleached, clean, sparkling anus.
Can I?
You can. So, you about ready to call it good here?
I'm thinking so.
All right. Well, this has been episode 3 of The Jam Hole. It is Friday, February 22nd, 2008. Check us out on the web at jamhole.omgcats.com. That's jamhole.omgcats.com. If you're on MySpace, like I said, myspace.com/thejamholepodcast. And please feel free, email us, you know, whatever. Just say hi. Just say you like the show. Say you hate the show. I don't give a fat fuck, dude. Thejamhole@gmail.com. And again, if anybody's interested on going on that cruise in August, I know the cabins are filling up. So you want to get your seat reserved for sure. The web address is keithandthegirl.com/events. You have anything else, Holly?
I've actually got one last thing to say. Mm-hmm. If you're actually going to look it up and whatnot, would you at least put some suggestions if you have any ideas, anything to soup up the show a little bit?
Yeah, suggestions the show's are more all right. than welcome. I mean, this is our third show, and I mean,
oh, of course,
it's your first show, and I guess if after all this shit talking I kind of did about
suggestions are
someone's
helpful.
Bitch ass. Girlfriend, then yeah, we I don't know how he's gonna react to that, but either way should make for some interesting podcast content.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you very much, Holly. It's been lovely smelling your beautiful perfumed white anally bleached butthole here during episode 3 of the Jam Hole. I'm Matt and this is Holly. Thank you, jamming. Jam, jam, jammy, jam.
Jam hole.
Stop it.